Some 400 meters below the sea level, the Dead Sea is the lowest spot on Earth. Its ancient rocky hills have long lured tourists who seek it out for its therapeutic salty waters. But today the Dead Sea is in trouble. It is shrinking. Weather conditions and human intervention have taken their toll on this salty basin. Fluctuating rainfall and high temperatures, which may be attributed to climate change, are contributing to the shrinking of the Dead Sea. Environmentalists estimate that the Dead Sea is shrinking by 1.5 meters each year. Gundi Shakel, who lives in a kibbutz nearby and works with the Friends of the Earth Middle East branch, says another factor is that the primary source of the Dead Sea is being depleted. The Jordan River is today being channeled to irrigate Israeli settlements.
In the past, there were 1.3 billion cubic meters of water reaching the Dead Sea every single year. 94%, about 94 to 96% of this water were diverted for different reasons. So it's maybe 4 or 5% of the historical water inflow that is reaching the Dead Sea nowadays.
The effects of the shrinking of the Dead Sea are visible. The Ein Gedi public beach has been deemed unsafe and ordered to be shut down by the authorities after sinkholes damaged the road near it. I spoke to Shimon, the manager of the branch, for over 20 years. As we were speaking, a bewildered visitor stops and asks how long has this been closed. For more than 6 months, Shimon answers.
All the businesses are closed. The business usually in the kibbutz belong to the kibbutz. So all the business, the gas station closed, restaurant closed, everything is closed around here.
Severe water shortages in Jordan and the occupied Palestinian territories have prompted out-of-the-box thinking. A desalinization plant built in Aqaba will provide fresh water mostly to Jordan and will also revive the Dead Sea by pumping as much as 300 million cubic meters annually of Red Sea water to the Dead Sea. But even this is not enough, says Gundi.
I don't think it will offer a solution. The water that they want to bring into the Dead Sea is not even enough to closely come up to the levels of water that would stop the sinking process. It is a little bit. It will slow down the sinking for a little bit, but it's not going to be a solution for bringing water levels up. Most of the water from that project is going as sweet water to Jordan.
For Shimon and thousands of bathers, this is very bad news. The Dead Sea provides a unique alternative to the Mediterranean, especially in the winter months where temperatures remain moderate.
And then they put the sign all over, said forbidden to swim this area. And it's pity. Very, 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 very sad to see it like that. And there is nothing to do about it. Look at the trees, you know, all the trees are dying. Me, that I work here and I live here, so I have to look for somewhere else to go.
Environmentalists are also blaming the Jordanians and Israelis for overpumping the Dead Sea waters for mineral extraction. Reporting for RFI, Ibrahim Husseini, the Dead Sea.